Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And what are you expecting this time around?
Ordinarily, you'd start to see the return of shows that you may watch and the premiere of brand new shows this week. It would be, you know, the Emmy Awards aired this past Sunday that sort of celebrates the previous year's television, and now you'd introduce the new year, and those shows would roll out over the course of the next few weeks. And would dominate most of the nights of primetime. If you look at the schedules of most of the four or five broadcast networks, it's, you know, the amount of scripted programming vastly outweighs all the other types of programming. But it's been very hard to make scripted shows this year because of the pandemic. Production on many of them is just starting to get back going. And so even the most optimistic networks are not scheduling their new scripted shows until kind of mid to late October, November. There are some networks that have just decided to skip the fall altogether and are waiting till next year. That does not mean you'll see no scripted shows. Some networks have been kind of smart in stockpiling shows from other parts of the world or that aired on other networks that they're going to present as if they're new, but they are not, in fact, new shows.
What about reality TV?
Lots of reality TV. That's going to be one of the substitutes. You know, CBS is showing Love Island, which has historically been kind of a summer show on most nights. You know, Fox is going to come back with The Masked Singer. NBC will come back with The Voice. All the traditional reality TV you're going to be able to see, and there probably will be more on a nightly basis than you're used to.
You mentioned other countries. Networks typically don't import foreign shows, but we're hearing that that may change. So what are you hearing, and what countries?
Yeah, NBC is airing a show called Transplant that it got from Canada. The CW is airing a show that was originally produced in France and Italy. I mean, what you're seeing is networks are willing to import shows largely from English-speaking countries. You know, this is something that's happened a lot in streaming. You've already seen Netflix and Amazon and others bring shows from all over the world. It just hasn't happened a lot on broadcast, and that's going to happen for really the first time this fall.
And how much have the streaming services affected the schedules of shows on broadcast networks?
You know, to date, the effect has been pretty limited, which is surprising. You would think, you know, the very idea of a fall season now seems sort of antiquated when you can pull up a show anytime you want. Netflix, Amazon, and others are releasing new shows every week. But a lot of the broadcast business, a lot of the money from advertising, a lot of the schedule from studios is still built around bringing in new shows in the fall and then again in what's sort of the mid-season or the winter in January. Some executives are thinking and hoping that maybe this will mean that the idea of having a fall season will go away and you can just roll out shows as they're ready. But as of now, you know, or up until this year, really, broadcast networks have almost acted as if there is no competition from streaming in that way, other than the fact that they obviously make their shows available online after they air on television.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.